In this timeless landscape, we were asked, were we poachers? Have you seen kingfishers? I used to see kingfishers. Both were untrue for us. We did not know what we were to one another. And in this place, we had created no constants. We were the only constant for each other. We were friends, and as such, we could move through tiny observations to high above. We never saw kingfishers. These were endless halcyon days. Cities. Bigger and bigger, people sprawl lazily under a summer sun, piercing through ozone and exhaust fumes onto exhausted people breathing in exhausted fumes. Textures of limb, brawn and bone breaking into chipped tooth, nail and fragments. Building into another architecture, another ecology, spiralling from nature. Nature does not admire your borders. She will spread her legs wherever she goes. She will put on her new plastic skirt, dance. Nature will imbibe your capitalist dreams into her abdomen, round them, hold them, loosely keep them. While you build mills and lathes for cloth and corn and paper, long after these are ruins, nature grinds, wears whatever you leave lying around. She's never been picky. She can build your epoch into her story. Watercourses, first to be named by humans, marker of human timescale of objects, are not shiny, new or unearthly. Incomers might wonder if the iron ore belonged to the area. Being incomers themselves, they might question the belonging of other objects. The iron has been shipped from Russia to almond foundries. Now their slag deposits invite people to hold on to them. Now beach detritus and riverbank. A hyperobject held at human scale, neither too big nor too small to see. But human-scaled objects are terrifying. Forced to see the iron slag to allow the oscillation to be visible, our new machine is here to confront our scalar fears.